from the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas. It's the Bombastic Blogcast for Monday, January 13th, 2025. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
Hey there yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth. The kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. And since it is Monday, let's do the Monday march back to work and get it over with. Stiffen that backbone, hold your shoulders back, smile on your face and a prayer on your lips, and everything is going to be just fine. I can almost guarantee that. Now, let's get this thing officially launched with
the Daily Denogram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. I like this. It says, a guilty conscience needs no accuser. Yeah. However, it might need the name of a good lawyer.
I got a bad feeling about this.
All righty, let's move along now to the so-called educational part of this big blogcast.
Twisted History.
Here we go.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Oh, I'll bet.
Some cool, some not so cool. Just the same, you need to know your Twisted History.
Really?
You might be quizzed.
Sure, we will. Let's go ahead and bring that thing on. All right, kids, since we're obviously not going to be quizzed today, how about this? It was on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash performed live at Folsom State Prison in California, back when California was still cool. He recorded the concert and then pushed Columbia Records to release it. And he had to push hard, too, because the suits didn't want to do it. But are you going to say no to the Man in Black, really, in 1968? No. So they did it, and they broke all previous sales records for the label. Imagine that. And you might remember this. It was on this day in 2018. A false emergency alert warning of an impending missile strike in Hawaii caused widespread panic in the state. Now, since Hawaii is America's Pauhana state, you need to understand this. The term widespread panic doesn't mean the same thing there as it does around the rest of the country. It just means that a lot of Hawaiians drop their cup of shaved ice.
This place is freaking awesome!
There aren't too many places that I detest as much as California. But I guess you could, in all fairness, throw in Oregon. Washington State. Although Washington State seems to be coming around. And then there's Minnesota. You know, these hardcore leftist states just totally amaze me. And, of course, you know what's been going on in Los Angeles. I don't have a lot of regard for the Hollywood culture, but there are a lot of good people within that culture, namely James Woods, actor James Woods, who I don't know if you know this or not, but he's apparently a member of Mensa. That's an organization of geniuses. And for some reason, I will leave this to your own personal speculation. His house was spared. Now, maybe it's because of the lot that it sits on. I think there were some barriers, some of them natural, that prevented the flames from reaching his house. But his house is kind of a standalone there on his street. The streets where he lives aren't really conventional streets. They're little more than paved pathways that go up and down and wind around and around, because he lives in a very high area, a high altitude area. And I've been following him on Twitter for quite some time, or X. And fortunately, his house was spared, which was great. But LA is battling these wildfires. They continue. And so while this is going on, the California Senate and Assembly convened to determine how they're going to safeguard California values and fundamental rights in the face of an incoming Trump administration. California doesn't have values, really, other than transgenderism, extreme leftism, radical environmentalism, which got them into this wildfire problem. They've been warned time and time and time again. Trump warned them back during his first term that they need to to cut the underbrush and the debris away, sweep the debris away from the forest floors. But no, they have to save this stupid smelt fish. So anyhow, Red State, good publication, reports that this assembly is together to try to figure out how to fight an incoming Trump administration. And California State Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, who's a Democrat, of course, appeared thrown for a loop when along comes this reporter, Ashley Zavala, who is the Capitol correspondent for KCRA-TV. That's Channel 3 in Sacramento, the capital city. And she questioned him about it. She said, is now the right time to have a special legislative session on allocating money to fight Trump in a way that you should already do without a special legislation or a special legislative session? And I'm quoting him from a transcript that Red State provided. He said, I'm here to address these wildfires. This is a historic wildfire. This is a historic event. These wildfires, as I mentioned, are going to be quite possibly some of the worst wildfires and disasters in the state and national history. Well, yeah, anybody can tell you that. But that's not what you're really here to do, Mr. Rivas. So Zavala pressed further as Rivas tried deflecting, saying, but minutes ago, your house, while this wildfire is happening and while people are trying to understand what's going on and are worried about disaster relief, worried about the ability to get homeowners insurance, your chamber gaveled in a special legislative session to prepare for Donald Trump. A press release ahead of the session stated, Governor Gavin Newsom today issued a proclamation convening a special session of the California legislature to safeguard California values and fundamental rights in the face of an incoming Trump administration. Special session will focus on bolstering California legal resources to protect civil rights, reproductive freedom, climate action, and immigrant families. And I'm sorry, but for some reason that line there was obscured by my, I guess, the browser here on my computer. But anyhow, yeah, but this is the way California operates. They have a catastrophic situation in the Los Angeles area. If you look at the aerial map, these areas that are still burning, there are several of them. So what happens to these people who lose their homes? They have to get a hotel room if they're available. Or stay with relatives if they have any in the area, and many of them don't. I start thinking about people like Mark Wahlberg and, who else moved out to Las Vegas? I think Rob Schneider moved to Las Vegas. I'll bet they're thankful they did. I mean, it's bad enough that you have the chaos going on in the Los Angeles area, but then you have a state legislature that's behaving in this manner. Screw the fires. We need to prepare for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is going to come in here and he's going to mandate that California is going to have to ban abortions, which, of course, is not Trump's intention. How many times does Trump have to say in a very public forum, I'm going to leave this up to the states? The Supreme Court did. That's the way it'll be. But no. You know, these hysterical idiots in the far left are going to fight Donald Trump every step of the way. Oh, there's a video floating around. It's a montage of Democrats. They look you in the eye. They look right into the camera and they say, we're going to continue to fight Donald Trump. You know what? I think in the end, now that Donald Trump has all these smart people on board his administration, I think what's going to happen is eventually people like Chuck Schumer, and I mean people like him as well as Chuck Schumer, his own self, are going to have to face the music somewhere. I mean, Schumer is one of the most vile criminal legislators in Washington. So critics, of course, were quick to call out the Assembly Democrats over there in California and Sacramento for focusing on fighting Trump rather than helping those battling these fires. And I mean, nothing is left. I mean, with the exception of people like James Woods, there are occasionally cases where a house is standing alone on a street of completely burned out house. These homes have burned literally to the ground. And this involves thousands of residents. We're not talking hundreds. And these people were forced to flee and they, you know, oh yeah, 10 lives lost in this. Those are the lives we know of. So Red State writer Rusty Weiss suggested the real issues that the Democrats could be focusing on right now rather than President-elect Trump. He says perhaps they should hold a legislative session to figure out why fire hydrants went dry during the Palisades wildfires, why the LAFD's budget was reduced by over $17 million, why the mayor of Los Angeles was in Ghana as the fires raged, why the emergency alert system caused chaos. You might want to look into that. I don't know if you saw the video footage of the L.A. mayor being questioned at the airport when she got back from Ghana. And they had a reporter there peppering her with questions, and she never uttered a word. She had nothing to say for herself. And once she was allowed to go through the door at the terminal there and get on the tarmac to get into her special private ride to City Hall, in that whole time, she had nothing to say for herself. So, I think one thing we can hope will come out of this, and I think it's going to be demanded by the people out there who've been affected by these fires, we're finally going to get some accountability, or a feeble attempt at it, from the doobads in the political system out there in California. I mean, at what point does California have to be the nation's laughingstock? At what point do Californians have to deal with tragedies like this? And this isn't the first time this has happened. This happens on an almost annual basis. They were fighting wildfires this time last year, but not to this extent. And there's always some crazy out there who wants to set these fires. They've already arrested two arsonists. I mean, at what point do the people of California say, we have had enough? I don't know how you would describe Adam Carolla. Is he a stand-up comic? Yes. Is he a podcaster? Yes. That pretty much sums it up. And he's one of the more popular podcasters, not nearly as popular as Joe Rogan, but you don't have to be to do well as a podcaster. I guess you could say Megyn Kelly, formerly of Fox News and formerly of NBC, is a podcaster, one of the more successful ones. She has an excellent show, a daily show on Sirius XM. And, oh, she's terrific in this job, too, because she even lets go with an occasional F-bomb. She lets it all hang out. And somehow, in the wake of Adam Carolla having to evacuate his neighborhood, she managed to track him down at a hotel somewhere and did a short interview with him. And pardon the wonky audio on the part of Carolla, but he was speaking into his laptop computer and using the hotel's Wi-Fi to maintain the connection. But how Megyn Kelly managed to find him in this chaos is beyond me. But that just points out what a great journalist she is. And by trade, she's an attorney. But anyhow, Adam Carolla went on a terrific rant in just the space of a little more than a minute.
Gavin Newsom, you know, got recalled, essentially, and he still won. We had a choice between Rick Caruso, a sort of qualified, able-bodied businessman for mayor. We ended up with Karen Bass. Like, we sort of get what we deserve. And I do want to say to all the people in Malibu, very blue, Palisades, very blue. Santa Monica, very blue. You guys like all this. This is who you voted for, these people. You're sitting around right now going, how come the fire hydrants don't work? Where's the mayor? Why is she out of the country? What's going on with the aqueducts? You voted for these people. This is who you voted for. You live in Santa Monica, you live in these places. This is how you roll. This is what you agree with. You think it's more important to have a woman of color versus a qualified person. You think it's more important to have a lesbian running the fire department than a qualified person. Well, you asked for it. You got it. Now your house is on fire.
Now, that's just the rant that Adam went on during Megyn Kelly's interview with him. Later on, from that same hotel room, he set up all of his podcasting gear and did a podcast. And here are a few minutes of what he had to say. And he's right on the money. And hopefully, what he has to say here will come true.
The guys who lost their $20 million homes on the ocean side of PCH will be knee-deep in the permit process. They will be trying to pull permits when the guys in the Winnebagos will have been back for months before those guys ever get a permit. As a matter of fact, good luck, because here's the deal. Alan Hamill and Suzanne Summers moved because they could not get a permit to rebuild their home of 40 years on the ocean on PCH, right? So here's what's going to happen. Let me just give you guys a little primer of what's going to happen. You know how Bill Maher seems real conservative now when he's like arguing with Jane Fonda about regulations, too many regulations, like strangling everything? Because remember, when Bill Maher tried to put solar in his house in Beverly Hills, that's when he turned against the government, because he saw what the government and the overreach of government and overregulation does. He got strangled. It took him 3 years to build a solar shack. He had a whole countdown on his show, you know, day 1000 since I've got my permit for my solar. He turned. Okay. The people who live in Malibu, who live in Santa Monica, who live in the Palisades, those are some of the most progressive blue voters in the world, or in the United States. They are a bastion of blue. So what those guys did is all the people in the Palisades, I checked it out. It's about 80% blue, 80% progressive, 80% Democrat. Now, these are all sitting around crying about Karen Bass, water pressure, how come the forest wasn't cleared of all the brush, what's happening with the infrastructure. You guys all voted for Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. You all voted for Gavin Newsom. And now you get what you get. Oh, now that your house is on fire, well, now you're thinking about something else. Now you want to know what's going on. What's going on around here? You didn't give a shit about what was going on when other people's houses were on fire, but now you care. So here's what's going to happen. All these people who were deep blue Democrats are now going to have to pull a permit to rebuild. And they're going to get the 28-year-old bitch from the Coastal Commission telling them to go fuck off. And then they're going to vote for Trump or whoever's Trumpian next. You see, they're going to get turned. They're going to get turned hard because, as I've always said, live in the rent control apartment in Santa Monica, fine. Good. We know how you vote. Go deal with the city. Try to pull a permit. These are going to be thousands of homes, super wealthy people, and these people don't want to live in Van Nuys. They like it where they are. They love Malibu. They love the Palisades. They love Santa Monica. There's going to be a whole bunch of rich people, and they're going to go, I'm rebuilding, and I want to rebuild as fast as I can. And between the part where they go in to the planning commission and plan check and initially and try to pull a permit to the time the first load of lumber, the first load of 2x4s is dropped off on their lot where their house formerly stood, it's going to be 3 years and 1,000 permits and 1,000 arguments and 1,000 discussions with the Coastal Commission, not to mention little tidbits that they didn't think about, like Carson Daly. You want a swimming pool? Yep. Got to be double-hulled. Really? Yeah. Why? Well, what if water leaches out and gets into the groundwater table? Carson Daly had to build a swimming pool like a modern-day oil tanker. Has it been like a double hold? That's all right. It'll just cost $500,000 for a swimming pool. Like that, they're going to be, when they start getting the regulation, they're going to go nuts. And when they start running into the bureaucracy and the red tape, they're going to start going nuts, and they're going to vote for Rick Caruso next time because they want to get, that's all Trump says, is we're going to pull back the regulations. We're going to free people up. They're going to find out. They're going to get bit by their own snake. They're going to convert. I am telling you, these are the bluest people on the planet, and they're going to be pissed when the city and the Coastal Commission tell them to fuck off. And by the way, I don't think the Coastal Commission is going to okay anyone rebuilding any of their houses on the coast because they say they're in the business of protecting the coast. They're in the business of getting you to leave. They will get their wish, which is no buildings. And they're going to make it hard for everyone. And then we're going to have to restructure the whole thing because we can't have 9 angry lesbians controlling everything that goes on in Malibu, the Palisades, and Santa Monica.
If you want to hear what he had to say in the edited portions there, all you have to do is play it backwards, and you can hear the F-bombs and all the other stuff. But the man is angry, and I think that he speaks for probably the great majority, if not all, of the people who lost their homes. The political process in California has been sick for decades. Decades! It used to be a pretty conservative state, and when it was, that was the state everybody wanted to move to. Everybody wanted to move to California. 50 years ago, well, a few more than 50 years ago, when I graduated from high school, everybody wanted to go to California. I was the rebel in the crowd. I wanted to go to Texas, and I did. Glad I did, too, believe me. But, hey, when I first came to Texas, Texas was a Democrat state. We had a Democrat governor. We had a largely Democrat legislative body in Austin. And that turned around. And it turned around, started really turning around about the time that Jimmy Carter was president. But we didn't clean the legislative house there in Austin until several years afterward. And I remember Governor Mark White, who was just terrible. And he was a Democrat out of Houston, a big time attorney. So this process may actually start turning around to some degree in California. But please don't hold your breath. Mel Gibson was in Austin. And he was talking with Joe Rogan on his podcast at the time the fires were starting to encroach on his neighborhood. And he had just kind of an uneasy feeling during the interview, wondering if his property would be there when he got back. And when he got back, no, it wasn't. And he said, obviously, it's kind of devastating. It's emotional. You lived there for a long time. You had all your stuff. You remember George Carlin talking about your stuff? I had my stuff there, and it's all like I've been relieved from the burden of my stuff because it's all in cinders. He said, when I got home, sure enough, the house wasn't there. I went home and I said to myself, well, at least I haven't got any of those pesky plumbing problems anymore. He said he and his girlfriend had evacuated, but she stayed in California while he went to Texas for the podcast. So he said, I've never seen a place so perfectly burned you could put it all in an urn. So other famous names who lost their property, Mandy Moore, Billy Crystal, Jeff Bridges, Paris Hilton, Ricky Lake. And in a statement to CNN on Wednesday, back on Wednesday, Crystal said, words can't describe the enormity of the devastation we're witnessing and experiencing. We ache for our friends and neighbors who've also lost their homes and businesses in this tragedy. And he said, Janice and I lived in our home since 1979. We raised our children and grandchildren there. Every inch of our house was filled with love. Beautiful memories that can't be taken away. At least he's able to remain philosophical about it. But, you know, are these people going to be able to rebuild their properties? Forget what Adam Carolla said a few minutes ago about trying to get permits to rebuild. Are they going to be able to rebuild? Will the insurance companies cover these properties? So the family beach house of Jeff Bridges was destroyed. He and his family are safe, according to his representative. Actor and former talk show host Ricky Lake shared on her Instagram page back on Wednesday that she lost her dream home in the fires, writing, "It's all gone. It was our heaven on earth, the place where we plan to grow old together. We never took our heavenly spot on the bluff overlooking our beloved Malibu for granted, not even for 1 second." And she added that she's grieving the immeasurable loss of her home where she and her husband got married 3 years ago. And meanwhile, there's Dean Cain. You remember him from Lois and Clark? He's not just an actor. He's a producer, a director, a writer. And he grew up in Malibu. And he was talking to Fox News he mentioned that all the homes he once lived in there. He was the other actor I had in mind about moving to Vegas. But because Dean took his family out of Hollywood, he'd had enough. And so anyhow, he said that all the properties that he once lived in Malibu are gone. He said, "I ended up having three different houses in Pacific Palisades, one that I owned, two that I rented and lived in. The three of those Pacific Palisades homes, all of those burned, gone. Pacific Palisades looks like someone dropped a nuclear weapon on top of it and just flattened everything. I've never seen anything like that. Also, three of the houses that I lived in Malibu are gone." Now, I've seen some of those aerial photos, and he's right. I mean, there's nothing left. Occasionally, you'll see one structure standing, and it's kind of hard to tell from the photos that I've seen whether these are homes or businesses. But either way, you know, here again, it's like Adam Carolla outlined. You have a political system out there that is as sick and degenerate as a system can get. To the Comedy Corner with Tommy Drake.
I'm not a famous man. Sometimes the venue thinks I'm famous. That's funny to me. I was driving up to a bar while I was doing a show. One show, one night at a bar, they put my name on the marquee. That's cute, because nobody's ever heard of me, but my name was misspelled. It said, "Tonight, Tommy Drake." I wasn't mad. I thought it was funny. About the manager outside, I said, "I just want you guys to know you left the E off the end of my last name." He said, "We needed that E for the word tonight." It's a pleasure to perform in front of comedy fans like you guys. Sometimes I get invited to perform at company parties, corporate events. Those are no fun. Everybody's uptight. They're in a work environment. Try to price myself out of those shows, you know? The last one I did was for the employees of Sam's Club. They only needed one show, but I made them buy 12 of them. I am a married guy, so if you want to hang out with me socially, I can either show up on time or I can bring my wife. Some people think that joke's mean-spirited. I want you to know that's our love language. That's how we say I love you. We tease each other, but she is way better at teasing me than I am at teasing her. The other night, she turned to me, she goes, "I can't sleep. Start doing your act." It sounds harsh, but it works for us. I know it's not a record, but I'm proud to tell you guys, my wife and I have been married for 24 years now. I think that's a pretty good run, yeah. Just last week, Facebook congratulated us on 9 years of friendship. I didn't know Facebook knew that much about my marriage. No kids, women have a maternal instinct. My wife's best friend had a baby. My wife went over to her friend's house, held a 2-week-old sleeping baby for 20 minutes. She comes home, she wants a baby. I called her friend, I said, "Next time let her hold the flat screen TV." Because I've been thinking about it, and I'm ready. I'm constantly failing as a husband. My wife will give me the simplest chore. I'm going to mess it up. She sent me to the store to get her deodorant. I couldn't find her brand. How am I supposed to find something that's invisible, unscented, and secret? There's no sharing in my marriage. We don't share anything. I sleep on the right side of the bed. My wife sleeps in the middle. Then she has the nerve to complain in the morning, "How come all the covers are on your side of the bed?" Because all the people are on my side of the bed.
Make it a great Monday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's bombastic blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.